Now let's welcome back our very important puzzler, author of the Goosebumps series, R.L. Stine. Now you've spent your career scaring other people. What scares you?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing scares me. If I go to a horror movie, I'm the one laughing.
I actually heard about something that scares you.
You heard of something?
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about water? Like a body of water that you have to jump in. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I can't do that. I have a problem with that. Well, you have to understand, I'm from the middle of Ohio. Mm-hmm. There's no water. I didn't see the ocean till I was 22. I have problems with it.
Right.
And I've never been able to jump into a swimming pool. We have a swimming pool. And my nephews just think it's hilarious that the scary guy is too scared who has to climb in on the ladder.
It's so you see The Exorcist and you love it, but row, row your boat sends you into a seizure.
That's about it. But it was nice of you to embarrass me tonight.
When you receive fan mail from your readers, what do they say to you as far as like what scares them or what kind of letters do you get?
Here's my all-time favorite letter. All-time favorite. Dear R.L. Stine, I've read 40 of your books, and I think they're really boring. Isn't that wonderful? It's perfect, right? It's a perfect letter.
I love your sense of humor. I can see why you laugh at a horror movie. So, since you know a lot about what scares people, we have a quiz that we've put together about things that scare us. We have asked our listeners to tell us which of two things scared them more, and your job this time is to tell us how you think they responded.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And if you answer enough right, Molly Morgan in Florence, South Carolina is going to win a special Ask Me Another prize.
I'll try hard.
All right, here we go. What did our listeners say scared them more, the sight of blood or the sound of thunder?
Blood.
That is correct. 82% had already been struck by lightning and they didn't care. No. they thought blood was scary. I would pick that, right? Sound of thunder?
Neither one is particularly scary, I don't think.
Oh, well, Jonathan Coulton.
I'm scared of both of them.
I think this one's a little bit more difficult. Emotional intimacy or sharks?
I would say sharks.
Yeah, they said 87% of them said sharks. Ventriloquist dolls or a swarm of bees? These are very equally matched.
That's kind of tough.
Yeah.
I would say, having written about 40 books about a ventriloquist doll,
yeah.
I would choose that.
That's what I would choose too. 71% said swarm of bees.
Yeah, something real. Yeah.
To be fair, we did ask a lot of puppeteers, so... This is an interesting one. A needle drawing blood or a paper cut on their eyeball?
Oh. Yeah, see, that's too easy. I wouldn't want any help from the audience. I'm going to have to use that in a book. I would go with the paper cut, definitely.
Yeah, 96% said paper cut. Ghosts or being alone for the rest of your life?
Being alone.
Yeah, 80% said being alone. This is your final one. Seeing your parents naked or your parents seeing you naked? Now remember, we have no idea how attractive the parents or the child is. We have no idea.
No, you have to go with seeing your parents. That's, no way.
Seeing your parents naked?
Yeah, I'm actually feeling a little sick.
Yes, 75% said seeing your parents naked. Bob, you nailed that one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You and Molly are both going to receive an official Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. and you were amazing to talk to. Thank you so much.
Well, Kira, this was so much fun. Thank you very much.